Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We have Washington's really best pundit, best, smartest pundit, Charlie Hurt, Washington Times opinion editor, Fox News contributor. Charlie, you're a prince for helping us out on the weekend. And, of course, you always help us on
TV.
Anything
for you, Larry.
No, you are the,
always,
you're the best.
Always good to catch up with you.
You know, Charlie, I was going to talk to you some more about why you and I are in the wrong business, and we should be Nancy Pelosi, who just
I think she's coming for you. She's going to start her own business stock investing television program. She could replace us all.
I know she and her husband, shorted Google just on the verge of the Department of Justice lawsuit, and they made $3 million from it. But I actually got something else for you that I found this morning going through my emails. Did you know that former President Trump, is sending out these, I'll call them policy videos? I wasn't really aware of this. Now, I get all his stuff, make America great, blah, blah, but I can't say as I go through all of them. But it is kind of interesting. I just want to get your take on this. There's one that came out yesterday. It's called "The Old Crow Is At It Again." And then he says, Mitch McConnell is a stone cold crook and a rubber stamp for Democrats. President Trump calls on House Republicans to use debt ceiling and get it back. Now, here's the important thing. Why has McConnell become a rubber stamp for Joe Biden and the Democrats, pushing through another $45 billion in Ukrainian aid, the omnibus spending bill, and the infrastructure bill to fuel historic inflation, costing every American family an additional $7,500 in living expenses? And then it concludes by saying President Trump is calling on House Republicans to use the debt ceiling to get it all back, take it all back now. Now, Charlie, I know he's attacking Mitch McConnell. Okay, I get that and so forth. But it is interesting that Trump is calling on Republicans to use the debt ceiling to cut spending. He mentions the Ukrainian aid, the omnibus spending bill, and the infrastructure bill. And he mentions the quote-unquote historic inflation. I mean, he's pushing the debt ceiling. And then before that, as you may probably already reported on, he is saying, don't touch Social Security, don't touch Medicare, which the Republican leaders are not going to touch Social Security and Medicare. I've had them all on my show. And they've, to a person, they say that.
It's such a lie.
Right. That's the
big. But the Democrats get to say it, and the media runs with it. So, wouldn't you tell the lie if it was as effective as it is for Democrats?
Well, that's the thing. It's like the big lie. It's like some totalitarian.
Yeah.
Joe Stalin type big lie. I don't know what's going to work. But are you surprised? It's interesting. Trump, look, I was with him every day or several times a day for 3 years. He was never a spending cutter. That was not his thing.
Right.
Taxes, yes. Regulations, yes. Lots of things. But he is, joined to use the debt ceiling to cut spending. Stay away from Social Security and Medicare. Now, I think that's pretty interesting because he's the only I'm going to candidate, if you will, who's really saying stuff. In other words, I'm not hearing DeSantis say that. I'm not hearing anybody say that except him. Anyway, what do you make of all that?
So one of the things I thought was so interesting about Trump from the very beginning was he's the first Republican who came along because he is, like you say, he's a spending guy.
Yeah.
His whole career has been leveraged on debt, and he has his own 757, so with his name on it, so it worked out for him. But he never promised anything different. While I'm a fiscal conservative and listen to your prescriptions for these things, I admired the fact that he wasn't playing games with that and claiming something that that he then, which Republicans, all Republicans do, you know, they go in claiming to be spending cutters, and then they go in and then they spend like drunken sailors. Mm. And so I sort of admire that. But I agree with you. I have been, you know, he has taken a hiatus, some of it not by his own choosing, off of social media. You know, he's kind of stepped out of the spotlight. And apparently, and what I admire this tremendously, he's doing his homework. Mm. And he's focused back on the things that we care about and the things that will make him a serious candidate and I firmly believe can get him reelected if he focuses on these things. And this is a great example. He did another. He's talking about education.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about he's talking about a whole host of things that they're policy things. And when you go back and you look at that extraordinary election in 2016, he didn't get elected by being a nice guy on Twitter. Mm. And the fact that he was a jerk, I think it probably helped him. Mm. But it in any event, it didn't hurt him. But the real reason he got elected is because he was talking about issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right on all these issues. And I have to say, you know, I know it's very sort of everybody likes to think that he is finished. I don't think he's finished. And as long as he's focusing on these issues and talking about this stuff, he writes his own future.
Well, it's very
and it's funny. He goes after McConnell, which is, sometimes I get that a lot of people are exhausted by the Trump way of doing things. And like, for example, he did a video talking about a parental bill of rights mm-hmm. in public education. And he talks about pink-haired communists teaching in classrooms today. And you sort of cringe when he says pink-haired communists, kind of like you cringe when he talks about old Crow being the most corrupt person in Washington and all this kind of stuff. You and I cringe because we just want him to focus on. But, you know, there is a magic to the way Trump sort of calls out his enemies. But none of it, to me, matters as long as he is focusing on the issues. And that's what he's doing right now.
I mean, I talked to him a fair piece. And I was getting on him about the debt ceiling and spending and stuff like that. But he usually doesn't listen to me on spending stuff.
Right.
Other things, I'll give it a maybe, Charlie. But on spending, I never had much luck on that. Neither did Mick Mulvaney. Neither did Russell Vogt. But we got to go. They're yelling at us. But you're right. He is talking issues, economic issues. DeSantis is not. Nobody else is. And I think it'll probably serve him well. Anyway, I wish we had a lot more time. We're going to figure it out the next time. Charlie Hurt, folks, read him in the Washington Times. Best Washington pundit by far. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. On the other side of the break, WABC and Newsmax, Greg Kelly on his new book.